Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Welcome to Motivation Monday, a place where you can kick your own ass because we're forcing you to do it with information that will inspire you and get you rolling.
That's right. That's what we do here on the Sell or Die podcast. I'm Jen Gluckow, author and founder of Sales in a New York Minute.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling and the Sales Manifesto, and this is Motivation Monday.
Today, we are about to kick your ass, even if you're not ready for it.
That's correct, because we're going to talk about the one thing that every single salesperson, every single business person, every single human being does not want to face.
Drum roll, please. We used to have cool sound effects, but yeah. I don't know how to make them happen.
We don't have any cool sound effects.
Anyway, okay. It's
rejection.
Rejection, that's right.
And when you get rejected, it's one of those things that you feel is personal. You take it in a way that's both emotional and traumatic. Many times it's angering. It's something that you want to slam a door about. You can trace it all the way back to your childhood when your mom said you couldn't do this or your dad said you couldn't do that, and you're throwing a fit somewhere in a grocery store or in your home, or you don't want to eat that spinach and you're forced to do it. And if you don't eat that, you're not going to get any dessert. Ah, shit, I want dessert. Mom, I hate this crap. And it's a fight. Rejection is always emotional.
Yeah, I think that what happens is, you know, when you're young, you don't fear rejection. You think everything is an opportunity. And then as you start to face rejection, your reaction to that rejection gets embedded in your thoughts and your subconscious. And so if that defines you, then it becomes an issue because you may not even realize that subconsciously you're afraid of rejection. But if you've gotten rejected a few times, like as a child or in a relationship or what, wherever it may be, it may be causing you fear to ask for the sale or fear to get to the next stage of the buyer's journey with your customer because you're actually scared of being rejected.
Now, it may be as simple as you asked somebody out to the prom and they said no.
Mm-hmm.
It may be more complex that you were trying to get a car at your driver's license time and your parents were totally rejecting you and calling you names for the rejection. Well, you don't get good grades in school and you're not a good kid and you always break the rules, so no. And that rejection is huge.
Oh, yeah.
Because it points out all of your character flaws, not just your not getting the car that you wanted.
Well, I think that people start to blame themselves that it was my fault I got rejected because I wasn't prepared enough or I wasn't, pretty enough or I wasn't.
Yeah, whatever the circumstances.
Whatever
was,
it may be.
Here's the deal. You're also blaming somebody else. You're blaming your mom. You're blaming your dad. You're blaming your boyfriend, your girlfriend, other friends, whatever the circumstance is, there's a modicum of, oh shit, I failed, and the other guy's an asshole.
Yes.
And so there's anger involved in it, there's tears are gonna flow, all kinds of trauma. And now, fast forward 20 years and you have your business cards printed, you're in front of Mr. Jones, and you don't wanna ask for the sale because you're afraid you might get rejected. Woo! And so I'm gonna say that you have to look back at your growing up years and reject your rejections.
Totally. I want you to stop and think for a second what your rejection behaviors have been like and what your rejection reactions have been like over the past couple of decades and what your thoughts are around rejection. Because I guarantee your thoughts, like when I think of rejection, I'm like, bring it on. Bring it on. I'm not going to get rejected. And if I do, I'll try again. Like, you know, but not everyone is like that. Okay. And so, you know, my mom raised me with the notion of if you don't ask, you don't get. And I really had to ask and speak up for everything I wanted, and whether it be, you know, a silly gift or a job or whatever, but she made me ask for the opportunity to get in the habit of asking. Now, she owned a business and she was in sales, so, but most people aren't raised that way.
Yeah, I think that you have to look at it from the perspective of how bad do you really want this? And if you're in sales and you're trying to talk to the customer and you want the sale, what is the customer's inclination to buy based on the value that you've conveyed, based on your ability to transfer the message, and based on how they feel about you as a person? Do they like you? Do they believe you? Do they have confidence in you? Do they trust you? And you have to let your past go and focus on present. Because if you don't focus on present, it will not turn into a present. It will turn into a rejection.
So you guys know I'm all about the experiments, and I'm all about being like a life scientist. And so I like to, if you're fearing rejection or for some reason afraid to ask for the sale or afraid to get to that close and don't know what to do next, become the scientist and literally like forget being a salesperson for a minute and just take some experiments. Okay. Try to prove your hypothesis. What will happen if, and put yourself out of it. It's not about you. It's about the value you've delivered or not, and make yourself that scientist so that there's less stake in the game in terms of your feelings. Like it's just scientists are unafraid to try and experiment. They're unafraid to get an outcome. And I think so much in life, like people are scared of, well, what happens if? Stop being scared what happens if. Just try to prove your hypothesis. Your hypothesis should be, if I deliver all the value on the planet and transfer my message, right, effectively, the customer's going to buy. So now if that's your hypothesis, great. Go try and prove it.
So Jennifer has redone the Albert Einstein very famous equation E equals MC squared, which is the theory of relativity. She has created E equals JG squared, which is the theory of I'm not going to get rejected anymore, even if my ass falls off.
But
it's scientific. Listen, it's scientific, and it's something that you can hang your hat on because you focus on the fact that acceptance may be a series of rejections.
But like, okay, so you get rejected. So what?
Right.
If you don't ask for the sale, you're getting the exact same outcome as if you got rejected.
Also, okay? you're gonna scold yourself for I should have done that.
Right. Right. So, you know, there's this gift store
on
here
the
in Charlotte.
Oh, no.
There's this gift store here in Charlotte.
What's it called?
And it's called Paper Skyscraper.
Got
and
it.
It's the number one or two best gift store in the country.
Yeah.
Happens to be down the street from us.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's everything you never knew you needed.
Until
but
you walk into the store, right. They even have little candy things you can bite
down on for
a dime or a quarter.
Okay, so here's the deal. Like, I am like weirdly obsessed with that kind of stuff, and I'm a really good buyer for that kind of stuff. Like, I know what will sell, and I've always wanted to buy that store.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never in my life thought that the two guys that own it would ever want to sell it. It seemed like it was like their dream, and they were living out their dream, and they seemed so happy, and we were friendly with them, and they've come to our house. And I never once, in even though I knew, and I've how many times do you think I've told you I want to own that store?
Yeah, 50.
Okay. I've never thought to ask. And then guess what? The store got sold.
Yeah.
Okay. And so literally I ran into our friends who own it at Chipotle, and I was like, okay, you guys never knew this, but I wanted to be the next owner and I didn't know it was for sale. And one of them said, well, if you don't ask, you don't get. And I'm like, what?
Whoa.
That's what my mom says. And it was just like,
and maybe
maybe
the new owners will fail.
They will, and then it'll be mine.
Right.
But I'm not hoping that, I swear. What's the, like, I don't know.
Lightning will strike you.
Yeah. Anyway, no, but like maybe they will need help and make me a co-owner. But obviously I'm going to go have that chat with them so
of
that
course.
I have that opportunity.
Of course.
And it's interesting because I wasn't afraid of being rejected. But what I didn't realize was that the opportunity even existed. And so my notion to you, if you take one thing away, besides like not being scared of rejection from this episode, is like there's probably opportunities all around you that you're not even realizing exist. And it begins by asking. It begins by going after what you want. That client you really want to be connected with, go ask for a meeting. Go ask to sit down with them. Go ask to interview them for your blog or your podcast that you don't have or whatever it may be that will help put them in the limelight. But there are so many opportunities out there and they could be staring you in the face without you even realizing.
I'm going to throw a thought at all of you who are listening to this. You know, in sales, there's always this thing about persistence, about you have to persist until you win, that the average customer goes through seven no's before you get to a yes. That's kind of, but it's really perseverance.
Yes.
It's really, where is your heart set so that you become aligned with your own goal of, I'm going to make this happen some way or the other. And you go through whatever trials and tribulations you have to in order to be able to make it happen, realizing that if you don't do it, it won't get done.
Yeah,
if you don't go for it, it won't get done. And you may have to fight the demons of where you came from, how you were raised, what other people said to you, you're never going to make it, that kind of thing. When I started learning attitude, I was told the old story of two frogs falling into a bowl of cream. And they didn't realize that they couldn't get out because it was all slippery. And all the other frogs gathered around the top of the bowl, and they're going, you'll never get out, you'll never get out, you're going to die, and they're flailing. Finally, one frog gives up and dies. The other guy kept going, even though everyone was saying, you're going to die, you're going to die. And he churned the cream into butter and walked out. The second frog was deaf. And he thought the people were cheering him on. And that's why he kept churning.
Wow, what great perception.
And so you have to look at this from the standpoint of people may not be cheering for you. People may not be rooting for you. You have to root for yourself, dude.
Yeah.
You have to cheer for yourself because if you don't, you're not going to be able to get past that last hurdle, that last thing. You're on the 10-yard line. You're on the 5-yard line. What are you going to do to win the game?
Yeah.
What are you going to do to take the ball across the goal line and score and then run a 2-point conversion like the Dallas Cowboys could not?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Football again.
All right.
So, you know, we were watching this TED Talk about rejection, and that's where this all came from. I found this TED Talk that Zha Zhang did. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but at some point we are definitely going to have him on the show because his talk was amazing. And I was like, almost 2.4 million views now. And he talked about how when he grew up and he was in, like, I think 6 years old, people were cheering on the other kids, but not him. And he didn't know, he doesn't talk about this, but at that age, you don't know to cheer on yourself.
Right.
And so then he continues on and he basically talks about how he wanted to beat his fear of rejection. And so he did this exercise, like 100 days of rejection. So I think it's brilliant because he became his own scientist trying to teach himself how to adapt with rejection, how to deal with it,
how to accept it.
I think the whole talk is genius, and we'll pop it in there in the show notes in case you want to listen to it. But you know, if you are afraid of rejection, if you are afraid of networking, if you are afraid of cold calling, whatever those things are in the sale that you have to do to make more sales.
To ask for the sale because you don't know if the time is right, because you don't know if they have the money, because you don't know if they like it well enough to buy it. Total mental fog bullshit. You walk in and ask for the sale.
And if you really need a way to get over it, try doing what he did, which is like purposely try to get rejected, not with sales calls, but in life with various activities. You'll have to watch the video. with various silly activities, like go ask a stranger for $100. If you could borrow $100, get rejected and be like, yes, I just got rejected. And yeah. Now I associate it with a good feeling because my goal was to get rejected, you know, and figure out a way to transition it and then start playing with it and figure out what can you say that maybe can help you, you know, in a no stakes situation. Like he walked into a donut shop, into a Krispy Kreme and asked for something ridiculous and they gave it to him. They made it for him. Okay. So he was trying to get rejected. And in that he realized if he asked in the right way, he could actually get what he wanted. And so can you.
I cold called a bunch of buildings when I first moved to Charlotte, and I would walk into a place because I was selling sales leads, and I'd say, who's in charge of sales leads? And I'd create dialogue, and somebody would say, yeah, we're not interested. And I'd go, wow, that's great, not interested. Normally, it takes me four people to tell me not interested until I can get one who is interested. You are only my second not interested this morning. Do you know anybody else that might not be interested? And I tried to do it in a way where I could make that other person laugh, which made me laugh, which made me feel good about being rejected. And it worked. There are many times, and I'm telling you many times, where they would say, all right, let me take a closer look at it.
You've also told this on the show, but I know we get a lot of new listeners, but you've said like, okay, you know you need, let's say, four no's to get to a yes on average, right? So someone would be your third no of the day, and you'd be like, yes! You're my third no of the day. I only need one more to get to a yes. Thanks so much. Yeah. And they'd be like, what just happened? I said
right.
No.
There's a way to face that. You can tell people that I love when people tell me no because they usually end up being my best customers.
Yeah.
And it's all here. It's 100% in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the balls to be able to ask for the business. You have to have... Yeah, if you walk in and say, listen, I have this bell, you know, bell ding for service. Okay, Mr. Jones, I'm going to give you the bell, and I want you to ding twice if you want me the hell out of here, but ding once if you want to buy something.
Woo-woo!
And you can do this anytime you want during my presentation because I'm not going to ask you. You have to ding and tell me yes. You have to ding and tell me no. Three dings, by the way, is not yet or send me a proposal or some bullshit like my price is too high. And here's the bell. And just think about
it.
How much fun that's going to be.
Ding, 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 ding,
right, exactly. Try it out if it works.
Oh, man.
You tell the guy, try it out, and he dings once, and you go, sale? Is it the sale yet? So you're having fun. I promise you the other person will smile. I promise you that it won't make you look unprofessional. And I promise you it's going to make you sales.
All right, guys. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. And I'm reminding you to get out there and sell something with your bell, even if your ass falls off.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.